Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, we're beginning the second major unit in our study of Erevin. Until now we've been discussing Rishios and where an Erev could be constructed. We're now going to begin focusing on how an Erev can be constructed. We'll first be addressing the various details in Hilchos Mechitzos, and then we'll spend time on the details of Isuras HaPesach. The first subtopic that we'll address is that of Mechitza Grua, that of a low-quality Mechitza. So the Mishnah tells us on that Tesayin Amud Beis about a Mechitza of Shlosha Chavalim Zelamalam Yizeh, three ropes above, one above another, and then of Kanim that are parallel to each other, which is essentially a Mechitza of Shesi without Erev, Erev below Shesi. So you can have a Mechitza that consists of some material like this, where each line is within lavad of the next, so you have less than three tefachim between these two, less than three tefachim between these two, and then less than three tefachim from the ground. So you, as long as you get up to ten tefachim and everything's within three tefachim of each other, you have a mechitza. This is a mechitza of Erev below Shesi. And then you could have a Mechitza of Shesi below Erev, where you have parallel Kanim, again, that are within Lovet of each other, that constitute a Shir Mechitza. In English, Shesi and Erev is warp and woof, which probably doesn't explain anything more than Shesi and Erev. But the Mishnah tells us that there's a four-way machlokas tanayim as to when this kind of mechitza is acceptable. The mechitza of Erev below Shesi, Shesi below Erev, when is such a mechitza acceptable? So according to the first position in the Mishnah, use of a mechitza of Shesi below Erev, Erev below Shesi, is only acceptable under very limited circumstances. It's only acceptable if you have a shayara, you have a caravan of people that are traveling away from home, and they're stuck somewhere over Shabbos, and they need to enclose their campground so that they can function on Shabbos. So under those extenuating circumstances, according to the first Tanna of Rishon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can rely on a mechitza grua, a mechitza shesi l'erev, erev l'shesi, but that heter is limited to a situation of shayara, and there you can allow for such a mechitza to encompass an area even above Beis Sa'asayim. So in general, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the first position in the Mishnah, you can't use a mechitza grua, mechitza of shesi lo erev, erev lo shesi, the yishuv. You can't use it in civilization. You can't use it for the benefit of an individual. You can only use it if it's an area more than Beis Sa'asayim. You can only use it for a shayara situation. And the Gemara assumes that Shayar means a minimum of three people. Okay, so the Mishnah says, B'Shayara Divri Divri Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this heter of the Mechitza Grua is only applicable in a Shayara situation. The Chachamim Omrim, Lo Divri B'Shayara Ella Behova. Chachamim say no. We do speak of Shayara, but Shayara is an example of a situation in which there's a need to make a Mechitza Grua, but in theory a Mechitza Grua could be operative even not in a Shayara situation. Now the Mishnah says, "Kol mechitza she'ena shel shesi v'shel arev eina mechitza divrei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda." V'chama omrim echa mishnei dvarim, Rashi echa mishnei dvarim o shesi o arev. So according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, there is no restriction. Sorry, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, there's no situation in which this mechitza grua is acceptable. According to the Chachamim, it sounds like in any situation it is acceptable. And then according to Tanakama, there is a heter for a mechitza grua even in a settlement up to Beis Sasayim. One second. Let me just restate that. Try to be a little more clear. According to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the heter of mechitza grua is limited to a shayara situation where you have three individuals, a minimum of three individuals, who are camping outside of the yishuv. According to the first chachamim, who we'll call Tanakama, that heter extends even to a yachid who is outside of the yishuv. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the heter never exists, and according to Chachamim, the heter always exists. Now, what do we assume lahalacha? So, take a look at Simon Shin Samech Seif Aleph. Yachid Shashavas Bedikah Vehekif Mechitzas Gruas. If an individual is spending Shabbos in a bika, and he is makif himself with Mechitzas Gruas, so he's allowed to align his lechitzas gruos only up to a base sasai. So chen adin imheim shnayim imheim shloshi yisraelim chashuvim kishayara umutu latalta bekula afilu hu gadol harbe. But if you have two or three individuals, then they have the status of a shayara, and then you're allowed to carry an entire area, even if it's more than a beis asayim. As long as they don't aren't makif more than the area that they need, shelo yishar beis asayim panoi she'ein tzrichim lo l'tashmish. So they can't encompass an area that includes a useless beis asayim for it. Aval in the shar beis asayim panoi emetatu v'chol mukaf el b'davar am zved bar murin. So you are allowed to be makif if you have three people up to a base asayim's worth for each person. Okay, so according to Yehuda, even if you have three people, you could only be makif up to a base. Sorry. So bottom line, we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda with some modifications of that the Gemara has, that essentially the heter of Mechitza Grua, of Shesti Bula Arev, is only operative b'shayara, but it allows you to encompass an area of a Beis HaSayim per person who is spending Shabbos in the Bikha.
If you have three people, then you can have 600.
Right. You can have three Beis HaSayim. So, Lemaisa, the situations in which we would find ourselves stranded on a bikkah with just some rope and need to be makif ourselves or a Shabbos are probably limited. So, in most situations, then a mechitza grua, mechitza shesi, blo arev, erev lo shesi, would not be an acceptable mechitza to be matir or tiltal. Definitely not the yishuv in civilization. Yeah?
Is that allowed to rely upon a chila?
The heter shayara?
Yeah.
I mean, this is, as we'll see, this is clearly a din derabanan, meaning min ha-Torah, mechitza shasi, lo arev, erev lo shasi, is a mechitza gemura min ha-Torah. So, min ha-Torah, it's makif and creates a heter tiltal. But min derabanan, just as the rabanan were created an iser tiltal in some situations like a karpe, so they don't allow you to rely on a mechitza grua for reasons I will explain momentarily. So that din rabbanon applies under most circumstances, but under certain circumstances, as in the shayara, then we would waive that rabbanon exclusion and allow the use of a mechitza grua. Okay? What is the chisard of a mechitza grua? So if you look at Rashi there on Tessayim of the days, Rashi writes, Divar Maschil Kol Mechitzos Shabbos. Rashi has a line that these are Mechitzos Ru'uos. These are flimsy Mechitzos. So Mechitzos Shesi Blo Arev, Arev Lo Shesi is a flimsy Mechitza, a Mechitza Ru'uah. Yeah.
Is that in according to Rashi? If the kanim were in fact, let's say, steel rebar stuck into the ground at 3 tefachim apart, that it wouldn't be a mechitza grua in that case? It's just because of the case of kanim dafka or anything of that integral?
So it could be the nature of the gzeira is that since in most situations this is a mechitza grua, so we answer it under all circumstances, even if this particular mechitza is less flimsy. So Rashi characterizes this as a mechitza ruah. If you look at the lashon of Rimi Lanil on daf Dalet of Beis the daf Erif, Dibur Maskil Kol, Dalet of Beis the daf Erif, Dibur Maskil Kol. So the Rimi Lanil has the following line. About halfway down, shekishehi asuya mishasi v'arev hi chazak u'bria. Now, when you make a mechitza out of shasi v'arev, it's a strong, healthy, stable mechitza. V'yichol lamed harbe, and it could last. It could withstand the elements. Aval mechitza shal shasi v'arev kigon mechitzas kanim or arev v'shafi kigon mechitza shal shachavalim v'pachas pachas mishosha. But if you just have a mechitza with shesi or arev, either you have ropes that are parallel to each other, you have kanim that are parallel to each other, eina mechitza, because it is less stable. Okay, so the Rishonim seem to emphasize that the chisaron of mechitza shesi la arev, arev la shesi, this kind of mechitza grua, is that it's less stable, it's more flimsy.
consensus is that based on the Midian community, we know that if you had a cross pattern, even
right.
just rope or cunning,
yeah.
even though it's the same flimsy material, that
right.
halakhically that's considered substantial.
Again, I don't think you could say that lahalakha, because it could be that the nature of this exclusion is that any, because the norm of Melchisa Shefi Arab is that it's not stable, then we prohibit you from using any Melchisa Shefi Arab.
So that would include Mustafa chain link fence.
Chain link fence has Shefi Arab.
If it doesn't have the
atop
bar, it means only just a pesach.
No, the chain link fence has crisscrosses all over the place.
Right, it's still relatively flimsy, no?
Again, it's not the flimsiness is the siva, not the siva. Doesn't mean that this is halakhically defined as a piece of ruah. It doesn't necessarily mean, as we'll see other applications, it doesn't necessarily mean that anything that strikes you as some flimsy is necessarily a piece of ruah. Okay. Fine. So the Aruch HaShulchan explains, as far as the nature of this exclusion of the Lechitza Grua, the Darabanan, Sivkat and Beis, Simen Shin Sam of Sivkat and Beis, Klau Hadvarim Kehu, Shechachamim Asru Kol Min Hekev She'enu Domu Lehekev Achatzer Vabayis. So the Chachamim Asru, any kind of Hekev, which is not analogous to the normal kind of a Hekev of a Chatzer and Bayis. Either because, as we saw in the carpet sugyas, that the hekef postdated the yishuv, the heimen they agree with the mechitzas atzman, or sometimes because the mechitzas themselves are flimsy. In nafi without the bukula b'shefach gadol yosi beisasayim, so if we allowed for the use of the mechitzas grua to be matir in area yosi beisasayim. So people won't pay attention to these mechitzos. They'll think that these are such flimsy mechitzos, you don't really need mechitzos. And then they're going to come to carry a regular carmelis, kibika, the son of the yar begina. Because they'll think that that's also not a reshit sayachid. And they should ain't they other gam the chiagabda when after reshit sayachid gomer. So anything short of a proper strong mechitza may lead people to confuse areas in which there is a hetzer tiltel with areas in which there is no hetzer tiltel. The difference between karpev and mechitza screw is being that when it comes to a karpev, there is no hetzer for tiltel in a carpet yosef beis hasayim, and when it comes to the mechitzas grua, there is a situation hepadimsa of shayara where we are matir because of the extenuating circumstances.
What
was
that?
That's the Aruch HaShulchan. Oh, stays and osim. Take a look at the Shaar HaTzion here in Siman Shin Samech. Oh, stays. So the Shaar HaTzion is the following Mar Makom. Shin Samet Osteis. The cousin is. Ayin Pi Megadim, Vitzim and Shin Samet Gimel. Shemitzadeh, Divin Mechitza Shal Shesi. V'asa Kana Akas Lamala L'chaber Hakanim. Havim Mechitza Me'ula. V'mutter Afilu Yosem Beis Asayim. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Pima Gadim is saying, Pima Gadim isn't stopping about this, but he quotes the Pima Gadim is saying that when is there a problem of a mechitzas chassi below arev? That's in this kind of a situation. But as long as you make one kana somewhere, you make one perpendicular line, then that removes the status of mechitza grua. One second. Again, mechitza shal shesi v'asa kana akas l'mala l'chaber hakanim Have mechitza meula umudra filu yoser mi beis sasai.
Does this mean that the bar I think already has to go around the entire mechitza? Because that would make sense.
Clear. I mean, it could be that you mean that if you have the extensive
shasi mechitza,
right,
but the orev bar is only for a quarter of it or something
like that.
Yeah.
Right. So presumably that would only be matter the area that is
right.
Sorry, not the other part which has no connection to it.
Yeah. And the parallel question is: would the same be true in the opposite case, meaning orev and one shasi bar?
Yeah, presumably. And the chassid issues, kash, as we'll see in a minute, on the Prima Gadin, is based on the parallel case by Ari. So presumably it should be the same. Michael?
Just the case of Ari, don't you by definition have to have at least two shasid bars?
That's the chassid issues, kash, and the Prima Gadin. Good. Mechavi.
Yeah, I was going to point out that they're not pretty similar.
For that reason?
Yeah, because it doesn't cross the entire area.
Right. So that's the Chazanish's Ha'ara, that based on the laws of gravity, it would be impossible for this Mechitza to exist if there wasn't some kind of a Shesi Summer holding up the Chutim. And therefore, the Chazanish thinks that the Prima Gadin is Tamua, it's difficult to understand, and he thinks you can't rely on the Prima Gadin at all, even as a sniff. And that's his major caution, the Prima Gadin, that in this seer of Ari Bloshasi, you have to have some chassi, and yet that's clearly referred to as a Milchitza Grua, which would not create a heterotilto under most circumstances. Avi.
And I guess the question I had is now a question on the Chazanish is right. The Chazanish is right, basically saying that any Orev Lushasi,
right,
Mela has a little bit of Shasi.
Right.
So clearly, just having a little bit of Shasi doesn't work, except for a little bit of Orev on the Shasi, well, it doesn't work.
Right. So why would you distinguish?
Because I would say that a little bit of Shasi on an Orev wall,
yeah,
doesn't affect the entirety of the wall, doesn't cross the entire thing. You can be in a...
What do you mean? But it connects. It's holding up. It's connecting it.
Let me phrase it like this. Maybe I can be standing inside an Ari enclosure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call it sasa. Let's call it one sa instead of a sasayim.
Mm-hmm.
And I will have no shasi within tens of amos of me.
That'd be difficult to keep it up.
But you have one in each corner. You have four corners, and that would be it.
The pen has to run the wires. Okay. Yeah. Fine.
It could be done.
It's still affecting. If it's being held up because of it, so it's affecting it.
Oh yeah, but I think if you have a chassis wall with Ariv,
mm-hmm,
so the Ariv is touching the entire thing in the chassis. If you have a chassis of Ariv, nobody's gave a quantity for how much chassis
is. It's also touching everything. It's touching every...
No, from every point in the wall. And I mean, if you have a chassis of Ariv wall,
isn't touching every point of the wall, it's not touching this.
No, no, but at any point of the wall, of the perimeter, there is chassis of Ariv there. Because let's say according to the clock, how much do you want?
The mechitza... The mechitza is multi-dimensional. You have the mechitza of 10 tefachim going up, so this is not the entire mechitza, the entire...
I guess there's not even motive, but I can imagine one saying that at any point along the wall, so how much shots of Ariv do you need to get out of this issue that arises? So we'll say shots of Ariv every 10 tefachim.
No, they're right, so they're Rabbanim.
So the Rabbanim said you need shots of Ariv every, let's say, Amma. So here I'm saying you need one chassis, one Ari at every inch of the wall. You have that, meaning of the ground, at every inch of the ground that's walled on.
Well, Hamid's great to talk. I mean, the Nesiv of the Shabbos assumes, he points out, that no one really talks about how much space, meaning in order to consider Mechitza Grua, how much space they have to have between the kanim. If let's say you have... kind of very close together, but there's airspace between them. So he says no one talks about this. But he assumes that as long as they're not touching, then that's the Mechitza Grua. The point is that they have to be all connected. There's no shear as long as they're touching, as long as they're not touching, even if it's a small space between them, that would still be considered a mechitza grua. Okay.
So to respond, like, then you'd be saying that if you have a very, very large chassis mechitza, one bar wouldn't be good enough even according to Pirkei Avot?
Sorry,
if you have like a really, really tall chassis mechitza, and you have one bar all the way in the top, or really one bar anywhere, then that wouldn't be good enough for the people gathering.
Pirkei Avot said one bar is enough. What are you saying?
But you seem to be saying it has to do with the proportion of the mechitza.
No, I was trying to argue it. Clearly, it's not arguable that at any inch of the, you look at the floor of the wall being surrounded, and every space
right,
along the wall.
I don't think that's the perspective on how to construct a mechitza. I don't think that's.
I guess not.
Okay.
We didn't see any occurrence on this one. We didn't see any occurrence on this one.
Okay, in the Sefer Mereshith Moshe in Siman Kaf Zayin, he points out the following. He says that based on the Rishonah that we saw, Rashi, the millennial of Rishonah, our several Rishonahs, that the Chisaron of Mechitza Grua is that it's essentially a Mechitza Ru'ua, it's a temporary, flimsy Mechitza, so then your Mechitza Rishon should be like the Chavadish. Meaning, if the Chisaron is about the flimsiness, so the fact that you have a single cross Kana or Chut somewhere in the mix doesn't erase the flimsiness of the mechitza. So your inclination should be like the Chassidish, that if it's a function of the temporariness, the flimsiness, so then the Chassidish should be correct. It's not going to help if you have a single kana over here connecting all those chutim. So what would you say for the Privagadim? Yeah.
I would argue that this type of mechitza is called mechitza d'ruah, but you could have mechitza shel barzel that have just one crossbar, and they're a lot stronger than however many shatik arim you're going to make if it's kanim. You get a kanim shatik arim,
right.
A lot flimsier. The first half of the circle we talked about this.
Right. So what you're saying is that the chisaron is basically in how do you define a mechitza. So there are certain definitions. What's a mechitza grua? So it's true that it's expressed in terms of being ru'u or being arai, but ultimately it boils down to what's considered a halakhic mechitza. So the Pinagon would say if you have some crossage somewhere, so that's enough to create that shei mechitza to remove the mechitza arai status. That's what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what the Moroshes Moshe says. Very good. Very good. Suggest something along those lines. Yeah.
Right, so I was going to ask who that was. Going from Russia and Moshe.
The Russia's Moshe, Simon Kavzai.
And also, couldn't you really say the opposite, though? Meaning, we still have a good question on Kavzai and the Pimagadim. Is it possible to have the Oreb case without there being a Shashi bar somewhere there holding the things up?
Right.
Maybe we say that the Pimagadim being very dominant in language is only the Shashi case. And because the chassis case, assuming it's not too high with one bar, is actually sturdy enough, then that is why it's a good mechitza. But if you have one bar and an Orev case, and you're talking like a normal, like, wide enclosed area, then one bar holding up all, one chassis bar holding up all these strings, are really not going to be that not strong.
Yeah, but it's clear people got these out of their boat.
No, okay. Never mind that.
Yeah, it's true. This is a long people got them. The Mishnah says, Shin Simon Gilles of Cousin Alice. So toward the relative end of that piece, he just has one line about it. He leaves it at Tzarachim. The Sinjit of the Mishnah Berura just quotes from the Prima Gadim, this cool, if you will. The Prima Gadim itself is the Tzarachim, so it's just of note. But it's clear the Prima Gadim that he says about this. Okay, if you look at the next Mishnah Berura here, in Simon Shin Samach, Sifkat, and Gimel, he writes the following. I am the Sefer Gon Yaakov. The Gon Yaakov is one of the classic Achronim and Masechet Erevin written by a Talmud of the Gon, of the Vilna Gon. So I am the Sefer Gon Yaakov, Shehevi Mishem HaRashba V'Ritva, Dehu Adin Ba'omein Ruval HaParit, Gam Kein Melchitza Grua Mikri, Kamo V'Shehasi B'lo Arif. So the Ritva and HaRashba and the Sugya, sorry, the Ritva and the Sugya, the Rashba and the Lodos HaKodesh, but the Ritva over here writes, it's Dibra Maskil the Chachamim. The Ritva and Tetzayin of the days, Dibra Maskil the Chachamim. That even if you have a Mechitzas Omen Ruvel apart, so we'll have to talk about that in its own right, cover your attractions, but even if you have a Mechitza Omen Ruvel apart, where the solid area exceeds the open area, or according to one day in Amaran, even Paritz Kel made if it's 50-50, which is a halakhically acceptable mechitza, as we'll see in the other sugyas here in the end of the first paragraph of Erevin, and we'll get to it a little bit later in Simon Shin Samach Beis. But the Ritva writes that that's also considered a mechitza grua. So the whole heter of relying on a mechitzas omen revela paritz is only the gather mechitza grua, and therefore you would not be able to rely on an omeid muva alaparis machitza, where the paris is not within within a shir lava. You wouldn't be able to rely on an omeid muva alaparis machitza under normal circumstances. But as the Gon Yaakov points out, that's a big chiddush, and none of the other Rishonim assume that way. The Mishnah Berurah quotes here from the Gon Yaakov, the Yishami is beferish not that way, or mashma not that way. So that's essentially a Shitas Yakid, or two, it's around the Rashba say, but it's essentially a Shitas Yakid Rishon, and we definitely don't assume that way, lahalacha. Yeah.
Just for clarification, if I open up the door to my house, then I will be able to carry...
No, then you have a Tzuvah Pesach, or you have a Delos.
Okay, right, okay.
But if you're relying on a Mechitza, which has open space and closed space, and even though the closed space is more than the open space, and you don't have a pirtza yes or meyeser anywhere, so we assume that that is a valid mechitza. So you could, again, details we'll have to talk about, but in principle, if you have a mechitza that's omein ruval aparis, that's a valid mechitza as long as you don't have a pirtza yes or meyeser. But according to the Ritva, if those pirtzas are more than gimel tvachim, then you have essentially a... Oh, actually... Could be according to the Ritva, even if it's less than Gimel Tvachim. So let's not have to look at it very carefully. Maybe if it's less than Gimel Tvachim, that's considered a Mechitza Grua, and you would not be able to rely on that V'yishuv under most circumstances. Okay, but again, that's the Shitas Yachid pretty much in Rishonim, and we generally assume that Omi Ruvel HaParetz, Mechitza is not considered a Mechitza Grua. Okay. Debating whether to go on or stop here. Which we did. Um, Okay, so the next subtopic which relates to Mechitza Grua is that of a Mechitza She'ena Yichala Laba Gruach Mitzuya. A Mechitza that can withstand a normal wind, or a Mechitza Nedes, a blowing Mechitza. So if you look in Simon Shin Samach Beis Sif Aleph, Kol Mechitza Shalonateis Lader B'socha El Litznius, O Lishmor Mashiyinu B'socha, O Leishiv Bakadei Lishmor Asados, He Mechitza L'talta Mashi B'socha, Avol Eina Mechitza Lasas Mashi B'socha Muka Fudira, Im Hu Yoser Mi Beis Sasayim. So again, another application of Heka Fudira, that if you have a Mechitza which is not intended to function as a Heka Fudira, so then it's not matir in area yosemi base aside. Hilka. Ilan shanaf of Yordim Lamata im Einam Gvoim Gimel Min Haaretz. So if you have a tree that has branches that go down, if those branches are not three tefachim above the ground, meaning it's within a sheer level of the ground, the ikaran b'makom shemechubarin le'ilan hu gavoa asara, and the roots are 10 tefachim off the ground, so you have a sheer mechitza, chashiv mechitza umutim l'taltel b'kula. So that is a valid mechitza and creates a heter tilta. As long as you plug up the air spaces, the yikshur ha'anafim, and you have to tie down the branches, shelo yanidim haruach, so that the wind doesn't blow them. Shekol mechitza she'ena yichol olam ruach mitzuya ena mechitza. Any mechitza that can't withstand a normal wind is not a halachically valid mechitza. So a tree could only function as a mechitza up to Beis HaSayim because it's not considered a heck of Lidira. Fine. But the principle that's reflected here, which is relevant even to a mechitza which is a heck of Lidira, is that a mechitza which is not Yechol Olam Baruch Mitzuya is not an acceptable mechitza. Okay? Yeah.
So the reason for plugging up the holes, is that
the Shesek
thing again, or is that a separate thing?
No, that's... The reason for plugging up the holes is to make sure that everything's within the sheer love of each other. And then you have to tie it down to make sure that it's not going to blow away or blow too much in the wind. So this din of mechitza she'eni yichol olam b'ruach mitzuya is reflected in this halacha of Ilanos, and this din in Shulchan Aruch is based on the mission Erevin Tzadi Tetzam and Beis, but it's more explicit in the Hilchos Sukkah context when it comes to Defanos of a Sukkah. So that we have in the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chaf Dalet Amid Beis a memer of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov that Kol Mechitza she'eni yichol olam b'ruach mitzuya. Okay, so that's explicit in the Defanos Sukkah context, and that is applied here as well. The question is, what is the shear of Eina Yichalalam Beruach Mitzuya? What kind of movement, or how much movement, would be acceptable and would not invalidate the Mechitza? That's a relevant question in Hilchos Sukkah, and it's a relevant question in Hilchos Mechitza Shabbos. So in Hilchos Sukkah we have the following. In Shulchan Aruch Simen Tafresh Lamed Se'if Yud. Simen Tafresh Lamed Se'if Yud. Ha'osa Sukkasa Bein Ha'ilanos Ba'ilanos Defanos Lo. So if you use trees as Defanos Sukkah, Ima Yuchazakim Osha Kasher Osam Mechitza Kosam Achelo Tehei Haruch Mitzuya Manita Osam Tavit. So if they are strong enough, or you tie them together in such a way that a ruach mitzuya is not going to blow them, tamid. So here it says that you're filling it up to prevent the wind from blowing them. I guess that's true in our context as well. It's not, I guess, in theory. It could solve a lovely problem, but it's also, or it is, preventing the movement, or limiting the movement of the trees in the wind. So that's what the filling up accomplishes, okay? Harizuk Sheira. So that would be a kosher dofen. Alkein ein nakon lasos kol hamachitos mirios shel pishtam lokanim. So it's not advisable to make all the sukkah walls out of sheets without poles. Afa bishak sharon betov, even though you tie them well. Because zimnen dimintiki velavadaite. Because sometimes they may get detached and you won't realize. I mean, the kanim may get detached. Vavilei machitos sheni yichol lamber b'tnei rechutziyah. If you do want to use sheets for your sukkah walls, you should weave into the mechitzos kanim that are within a sheer lovet of each other, so that those kanim can function as halachically valid mechitzos, even if the yirios are going to be blowing in the wind. Michael.
So in the first part, it doesn't seem like the issue for him is that it's going to move, let's say, three spots in either direction, rather it will just fall down, and the answer that he brings is that he should attach it to it so that it won't move. That's so I'm a little confused with the Lashon that was just used.
The problem is
that it could fall, and the answer is that if you sew it
in... Well, it didn't say it's going to fall. It says that a mechitza she'en yichol lamruch would say is not a mechitza, even if it doesn't fall, it sounds like.
I think they said, we're worried that it will fall and you won't realize.
No. We're worried that the kanim are going to come off and you won't realize the kanim are off, and then you don't have a valid mechitza because the yirios are blowing. And the suggestion was that you should have kanim also, so the kanim could constitute a valid mechitza, right? As a backup. Even if the yirios are einam yichol lam ruach mitzuya, then you have the kanim as a backup. If you don't have kanim, so then... That line of the Chaver. Alkein ein nachon lasos kol mechitzas miriyos shel pishtam lo kanim. Afi sharm betov, even though you're going to tie it down well, because sometimes when you tie down is going to get loose, and then it's going to blow, and you're not going to realize that it's blowing.
This might be what Michael's asking,
yeah.
But I'm going to give the example of the exact issue here. Isn't that wind going to blow in there for, like, back of the tree case, it's not going to be within level of the ground, and that's a concern, or even if it's within level of the ground, if the mechitza is shaking too much, that is an improper
good. Mechitza. So that is the machlokas haposkim, and that's what we're going to discuss.
Okay.
You're correct that that's not clear for the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. That's the shiur.
Okay.
The shiur, not the shiur. The shiur will be about the shiur. The Mishabur there writes as follows, Sivkata Memchas. What does it mean? Shalot tehei aruch mitzuya manidosam. Ratzalomar the im manidosam afilu ein bekara karuach lahapilosam agami. If it's going to shake, even if it's not going to fall down, you have your flimsy sukkah walls. So your flimsy sukkah walls are going to blow in the wind, even if they're not going to fall down. Rach aydei aruach holy hamachito ba. But it's going to move back and forth. That's not a mechitza. The mechitza she'ena yichol lam ruach mitzuya doesn't mean it's going to fall down. Even if it's not going to fall down, but it's going to sway in the wind, that's not a good mechitza. And the Mishnah writes, afilo amens v'bayis she'en sham ruach klal. Even if it's in a place where there is no wind, still lo chashiv mechitza. A mechitza that can't withstand a ruach mitzuya, even if you're in a place where it's not shy to have a ruach mitzuya, is still not a valid mechitza. So even the Mishabur doesn't exactly define what the shear is. So it's clear that the concern isn't that it's going to fall down. Even if it's not going to fall down, it's a concern on mechitza sheni yichol lam ruach mitzuya. But how much movement is going to create a problem? Okay, yeah.
What's meant by that last line that every time you live in a house or whatever, is that in theory, there could be a regular wind that would come, or my son, this, whatever it is, locale, there's not such strong ones.
The case of a med that's rebellious is that there are no winds in the house.
Right.
So it's not shaykh to have a wind.
Right, but in other
but
words,
still, it's a chisar in the mechitza if it's any yukalam rav
there.
So
we'll have to explain. Put that same wall outside.
Right, right. If you put it outside, then it would move in the wind.
Right.
So even if you're in a situation where there's no wind, you've locked the wind up, or you locked the sukkah up.
Or you just positioned it.
Correct,
in
such
no
a way,
where
right,
no
where there can't be any wind, doesn't make a difference. That, nekuda baby machlokas achronim, so we'll have to discuss that last time. But that's so far we haven't defined exactly what the shear of movement is that would create a problem of inyuch halam ruch musia. So for next time, take a look at the following. I'll try to put this out of Mar Makomos, but I didn't put it there yet, so you can just write this down for now if you want to look at it today. Take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan Simon Shin Samach Gimel Oth Ches. Take a look at the Chazon Ish, Simon Ayin Zayin Oth Vav. Ayin Zayin Oth Vav. Prima Gadim Eshel Avram Shin Samach Beis Kaf Aleph. Eshel Avram Simon Shin Samach Beis Siv Katan Kaf Aleph. Take a look at Rav Moshe Tshuva in Chelaches. This is Orachayim Simon Mem, Shuvah to Rabbi Fischelis, who is David Feinstein's son-in-law. I called him earlier today to confirm the authenticity of the tshuva, so we'll talk about the tshuva next time. Chelek Ches Simon Mem. Take a look at the Mishnah Brura, Simon Shin Samech Beis Sif Katan Samech Vav. Okay, so we'll continue talking about Mechitza Sheini Chalam Ruch Mitzuya next time. Again, we jumped ahead, so as far as Simon Shin Samech, just take a look when you do Chazara or see it now for the first time, just take a look at the Mechaber Mamish Nebura and the Berlachas there in Sif Aleph. I'm not going to talk about Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, at least for the moment. And then Simon Shin Samach Beis we're going to do pretty much straight. So you should see Shin Samach Beis in general, Tor Beis Yosef, Mechaber Amar, Mishnah Berurah, Be'er Lacha. The end of Simon Shin Samach Beis from Sif Yud is Suras HaPesach. We're not going to get to that yet. We'll probably spend some time on the beginning of Simon Shin Samach Beis through Sif Tes, focusing next most prominently on the sugis of Omin Rubala Paris and Asiyavir, the Hagisa of the Hagisa. Then we're going to go back and do Pi Chikra in Simen Shin Samach Aleph and maybe Lachisa Tulia in Simen Shin Nunhei, and then proceed to Tzuris HaPesach at the end of Shin Samach Beis. So the next Kabul will be Mirz Hashem next Monday at the regular time.